O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Welcome to Walking in the Way of Jesus, a journey through the Gospel of Mark. I'm Jay Voorhees, pastor of the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church in Madison, Tennessee, and your guide as we look together at the life of Jesus, the rabbi from Nazareth, upon whom Christianity is based. This week's reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, announcing God's good news, saying, "Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news." As Jesus passed along the Galilee Sea, he saw two brothers, Simon and Andrew, throwing fishing nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," he said, "and I'll show you how to fish for people." Right away they left their nets and followed him. After going a little farther, he saw James and John, Zebedee's sons, in their boat repairing the fishing nets. At that very moment he called them. They followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired workers. One of the characteristics of Mark's story of Jesus is how Mark quickly jumps from story to story. This week we hear about Jesus' message to the world and about the calling of his disciples. Jesus' message here is striking in comparison to the messages we often hear today. Jesus' message isn't a call to belief or to make Jesus our personal savior. It's also not a promise of heaven if we live in his way. No, Jesus came to proclaim that the kingdom of God had arrived, that it was present right now. God has come. God is at work. And because of God's revelation in Jesus, those who desire to follow him should be prepared to live in a different way from how they lived before they met him. This is demonstrated in the story about his first followers, the disciples. Jesus calls them to join him in proclaiming God's kingdom, proclaiming that God's kingdom has come, and they immediately drop their nets to follow him. This was a radical shift in their lives. Before Jesus, they had been simple fishermen trying to make a living, but when he walked by, they were moved to live in a completely different way, walking with Jesus and learning from his teaching and example. God's kingdom had come, and that kingdom reality led them to live in a different way. What does it mean for you to think about God's kingdom being present now rather than some future reality? What might need to change in your life to allow you to fully follow in the way of Jesus? Glory be to our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen.